This is the Vatican City. Not only the centre of the Catholic Church, but also home to one of the greatest collections of Roman art anywhere in the world. And within that collection, one piece is outstanding as the most complete example of how Augustus used art as a political tool.
It was a very subtle work of art, something that would eventually help bring peace to Rome. But its success would have sinister consequences.
And here he is. I think even if you knew nothing about Augustus, you'd instinctively recognize this as a powerful image of authority.
But this was also the image Augustus finally used to win over the Republicans. For here, he meets their fears head on. At first sight, it seems to show him as a powerful general. But look again. Although he's wearing a military breastplate, this isn't a man who's going to war. If this were just a military statue, the outstretched arm would be brandishing a spear. But here, it's more like a gesture of greeting. You'd expect military boots on the feet. But here, they're bare, more like a sign of humility than power. This is the ultimate in political art, an image of supremacy that also reassured those who opposed it.
With this statue, Augustus found a way of making military power attractive to those who feared it most, the Republicans. But that wasn't all. Emblazoned across the centre of his breastplate was a scene that was designed to quell any lingering doubts